You ready? This is the How to Do Stuff podcast. I'm Todd Maffin, and I'm with...
Laura Gardner.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an esthetician.
You're going to teach us how to wax someone.
Correct.
And you're going to use me as a guinea pig?
Absolutely.
And what part of me have we decided to wax?
We're going to wax Todd's ass.
So what have we got lined up here?
Wax.
Okay, no, but just describe what this wax is. This is kind of a gooey wax. Oh, it's warm. You heated it up?
Yes, I did.
Okay. In the microwave?
Yes, I did.
All right. Mm-hmm. So is it sort of like a lukewarm? It looks like honey.
Exactly. That's exactly what it should look like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what else?
And we have powder or cornstarch. You use that to make sure the area is dry. Otherwise, the wax won't adhere properly. And we have tea tree oil or lotion for afterwards, so there's no bacteria that could cause localized infections or pustules,
okay.
Blemishes. And this is the spatula to put it on, put the wax on. And these are the strips to take the wax off.
And the strips are just, they're kind of like paper of some kind, hey?
Yeah.
So you can't just use duct tape. I mean, is there much difference, though, really? I mean, it's still an adhesive that's being ripped off your skin.
That's waxing red-green style, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so how does this process work? So you heat up this stuff. And how much does this cost to get a little tub of wax?
Well, this is from the drugstore. This costs about $13.
And is there much difference between the expensive stuff and the cheap stuff?
There is, yes, really? There is.
What's the difference?
The expensive stuff, the professional grade... is just more efficient at holding on to the hair. You get a cleaner release of the hair. And it is better.
So you're going to use the cheap shit on my ass crack?
Well, I don't... I don't have any of the professional stuff with me.
Okay. I guess we should get started. How do I... I guess I'm just going to lie on my stomach and, you know...
Okay, so first of all, we take a quick look here to see the direction of the hair growth. You apply the wax in the same direction of hair growth and remove in the opposite direction. So one thing that's really important is that some people put antiseptic or something like that on the spot beforehand. It's actually not a good idea because that provides excess moisture, and you could end up ripping the skin and causing problems. So right now I am putting powder on the area in order to
on my ass.
I am powdering your ass.
Yes, you are.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what is called paneling. So instead of applying wax, ripping off, applying and taking off, applying and taking off. We apply the wax all at once and then remove in sections. And it's a lot faster to do it that way.
Wait a minute. So this doesn't all come off at once?
No.
Oh, great.
So hold the skin above the area tight in order to get a good thin application of wax.
Ow, that's hot.
Was it hot?
Yeah.
Do you want me to just rip and you don't know? Or
no, I want to know.
Okay, so
I
what...
I want a 1, 2, 3.
Okay, and what I'm going to have you do is on 3, take a deep breath in like a... because that's what you would do anyway, so you might as well do it really good, okay?
All right.
And so now we're applying the strip to the wax.
Yeah.
Give it a lot of pressure in order to make sure there's good contact between the wax and the hair and the strip. Then you put pressure underneath. So right now I am, of course... pressing down on your ass.
Yeah.
And then...
And are you going from this direction?
I'm going from bottom up, yes. Okay. Right. In the opposite direction of hair growth. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Ow! Ow!
Okay. One more.
What?
One more. One more to go.
Oh.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's very smooth. It looks lovely.
What are you doing?
I was touching you.
Oh, I thought you were putting more fucking wax on.
Now
what are you doing?
Now I'm putting some tea tree lotion on it.
Oh.
You're done, babe.
All right.
All right. Thanks.